With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Democrats in the South Dakota legislature have chosen leadership for the 2021 and 2022 legislative sessions. For the second time in a row, Senate Democrats make history with their decision. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
Troy Heiner was the first Lakota to hold a position of leadership in any party in the South Dakota State House. He's been reelected to the position. He's one of three Democrats to serve in the South Dakota Senate this year. That's out of a 35-member Senate. Democrats lost two seats in the last election. The Democrat from Mission says these next 2 years could be difficult.
Especially when your numbers are small. We have to really be a voice for a lot of people that just aren't in the majority party. So there's some more responsibilities. You know, I'm always optimistic each session, but with COVID, you know, we still don't even know what it looks like. We're just going to have to be ready to adapt and still try to do the best job we can.
Senator Red Dawn Foster is assistant minority leader. She's the first Lakota woman to hold a leadership position in Pierre. Over in the House, Sioux Falls Democratic Representative Jamie Smith retains his seat as the caucus leader. House Democrats lost two of their 10 seats in that chamber. Smith says the next 2 years will be an uphill battle.
We work to build alliances with those that we can. We want people in South Dakota to know that they do have a voice through us and to reach out to us if they feel like their view is not being heard. And so, again, we're going to appear to work hard for the people of South Dakota. We've got a great team in place within my caucus to do that.
He says Democrats work especially hard during session because they have fewer members. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
A federal inmate is appealing his conviction for selling a drug that almost caused a user's death. The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments last week. Michael Cooper says the U.S. attorney should not have been allowed to tell the jury about a prior drug sale leading to an overdose, and he says the government failed to prove its case. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
Sioux Falls attorney Jason Adams argues before a 3-judge panel on Michael Cooper's behalf. He says his client was accused of selling the opioid fentanyl, specifically, that caused an overdose in a user identified as HK. But he says HK tested positive at the hospital only for cocaine, which is not an opioid.
There was no further or confirmatory testing on HK's urine or any other bodily substance because the government failed to obtain that.
Adams also tells judges that the jury should not have heard testimony about a previous drug transaction that resulted in an overdose. He says the information came solely from Cooper's partner in the drug sale, who says she successfully performed CPR on the prior overdosed user.
Government provided no medical testimony, no law enforcement testimony. There was nothing to corroborate this act that Darcy Hoff was referring to.
Adams says that testimony resulted in a prejudicial characterization of his client. U.S. Attorney Ron Parsons says the prior bad act testimony was not presented to attack Cooper's character.
This is not the propensity of that he had a character trait of selling drugs. This was what he did. This was his motive, his plan, his preparation, his intent.
As for the overdose and the case undergoing appeal, Parsons says fentanyl did not show up in HK's drug test shortly after he OD'd, but the process EMTs used to bring him back to life proved it was in his system.
2 shots of Narcan. The first one doesn't work. The second one works. Now, Narcan is an extremely powerful drug that only works on opioids.
Parsons says HK collapsed just after using the drug he bought from Cooper, and a search of Cooper's room turned up fentanyl hidden in a coffee pot. Appellate judges will deliberate and return an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.